According to the dishonest corporate media, Trump said it's going to be a bloodbath in America if he doesn't win the election. And the media, of course, is just blatantly taking his comments wildly out of context, maliciously, on purpose, in bad faith, trying to claim that Trump is calling for another insurrection. Actually, what Trump was talking about was the economy and the automobile manufacturers, how it's going to be essentially an economic bloodbath or a market bloodbath because Bidenomics is such a failure. That's really all Trump was saying. But he did use the term bloodbath, and I think that's an accurate term to describe the economy under Biden. It has been a bloodbath, and it's going to get a whole lot worse if the Democrats remain in power. I mean, they destroy their cities, they destroy their states, they destroy currency, they destroy the nation, they're destroying the military. The Democrats are like a destruction sabotage team, and everything they touch turns to Haiti, it turns out. But by the way, if whether Trump wins or not, I think there will also be a kind of kinetic bloodbath in America, and it's got nothing to do with Trump himself. It has to do with the fact that we've been invaded. We've been occupied by over 10 million, easily over 10 million, illegal immigrants. No doubt there are hundreds of thousands of active enemy combatants that came across the open border in order to position themselves to attack the United States from within. They're just waiting for orders. And on that day, which I call Activation Day or Purge Day, they're going to just wreak havoc all across the country. That will be a bloodbath. And what's kind of ironic about that is that it will be a bloodbath in the Democrat-run cities. It's going to be Democrats more than anybody who are slaughtered in that invader enemy combatant bloodbath, whatever day that gets activated. It might happen before the election, but they might also be saving it for right after the election, once Trump is actually elected, because Trump is more popular than ever. And Biden is not popular at all. And it appears that Biden doesn't want to unleash, you know, lose control of his position. So he's going to stay in a run. And that means the Democrats are very likely to lose. And once Trump wins, then you can just rest assured that all the Democrat operatives and all the illegal occupiers and, you know, the left-wing terrorist groups, all of them are going to activate. And, you know, if you thought 2020 was bad, just hold on to your hat, because now we're talking about widespread violence carried out by the radical left and the enemies of America, all to try to bring the country to a point of total chaos so that Trump can't take office. They want a total collapse before Trump could take office. Now, of course, the fascist left also wants a total collapse of some kind before the election if they can pull it off. But there are white hat forces inside the federal government, inside even the CIA or the FBI. They're not the people in charge, but there are good people in all those organizations who may be able to stop the worst, you know, terrorist plans or sabotage plans by the agents that are working against America. And so it's not clear whether the radical left can actually carry out something like a nuclear false flag or a cyber attack takedown of the banking system or a takedown of the power grid or an EMP weapon detonation at altitude or some of the other scenarios, World War III with Russia. There are no guarantees that they can pull that off before the election day. So if Trump wins, well then, just get ready, because there's going to be so much anger on the left because they've all been brainwashed by the same media that claims that Trump just said is going to be a bloodbath. You know, one of the reasons the left is so angry at Trump, or why they have TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, is because they're constantly lied to by the corporate media that only tells them that Trump is Hitler, or that Trump is evil, that Trump will destroy America. And that's why the left believes that in order to save America, they have to destroy democracy and rig elections and block Trump from the ballot and silence everybody's speech if it's pro-Trump speech and so on. The Democrats are terrified. They've been terrorized by their own left-wing media that's been running a psyop on them to try to terrorize them. to motivate them to vote against Trump or to motivate them to cheat in the elections. You know, Democrats, they tell themselves that they have to cheat, that it's okay in their minds because they're saving America. They're saving democracy from actual Hitler, they say. That's how they justify all the vote rigging and the ballot stuffing and all the cheating and fraud that goes on. They tell themselves it's the best option because most people tell themselves that they're good people, even when they're doing evil, nefarious things, but they're all completely brainwashed and indoctrinated. So that's what this was all about. This was about brainwashing the population even more to believe that Trump is calling for a bloodbath. Now, you and I, who let's just say we would tend to choose Trump over Biden, that's for sure. Trump may not be our 100% overall best choice on everything, obviously. I've got disagreements with Trump that I've been very vocal about, but we would tend to vote for Trump over Biden. And yet, we're not calling for an insurrection. We're not calling for violence. We don't want to see violence. In fact, we want to see the restoration of the rule of law. We want to see police funded in the blue cities. It's the left that wants to defund police and let the criminals back onto the streets. And it's the left that refuses to charge the criminals in the first place because of all the George Soros-funded DAs that just let them loose back onto the streets to carry out rapes and murders and carjackings and lootings and whatever else they do. That's the left. We who are more conservative than those people, we are more law and order people. We want strong local community police forces, civil police that will stop violent crime. We want that. And we support, of course, Second Amendment rights among the citizens to also stop crime if it comes to them. We believe that every individual has a right to self-defense and a right to defend their property and a right to defend their family members, or that communities have the right to defend themselves as communities as well. So it's actually the Trump supporters that support the rule of law. And it's the Trump haters that support chaos and violence, lawlessness, and runaway criminality. And that's what they plan to unleash. So even though the press says that Trump said bloodbath if he doesn't win, the truth is exactly the opposite. So once again, the corporate media is projecting their own plans. If Biden doesn't win, they plan to unleash mass chaos, basically a socialist uprising across America. They, the left, they plan to cause a bloodbath, and the media will be complicit in it. They will go along with it gladly. They will even condone it. They will say this is necessary. They will probably call on people to burn down the cities and attack government buildings in order to, quote, save democracy from actual Hitler. That's what you're going to see. So do not be surprised when that happens. And in the meantime, we have a very real calendar countdown here for preparedness. If you're not prepared by Election Day, you might not fare very well. I would use Election Day as like the final preparedness day. Not that bad things are going to happen on that day in particular, but they could happen immediately after that day. But I would use Election Day, which is, what, is it November 5th? It's the first week of November. I would use that day as the drop-dead day for preparedness. Maybe I shouldn't even use that term, drop-dead. How about the final countdown day? The final chapter, the last inning. I don't know. It all sounds pretty doom and gloom. But you either get prepared for that day or you're going to find yourself in a lot of trouble. So all the things that we talk about, food, you know, emergency water, just imagine the infrastructure not working. Imagine the power grid going down. Imagine the banking system going down. Everything that we talk about, food, water, systems of money, off-grid money, you know, self-defense, firearms that are legal, ammunition, you know, being out of the cities, having emergency medicine, you know, iodine in case things go nuclear, all these things that we talk about, this is the time to double and triple check all your supplies and be ready for the left-wing bloodbath that they plan to unleash against America. And you can, of course, right now, you can shore up your preparedness supplies at our online store, healthrangerstore.com. We've got good inventory right now that will not last. You know, we've been very blessed with pretty good functioning supply lines lately. And there has been no mad panic lately. So we actually have pretty good inventory at the moment. There's going to come a day where that is not the case. And when that day comes, we won't be able to ship it fast enough. We won't be able to make it fast enough. It's just going to be out of stock. I know that day's coming because we've had those days before. So get prepared now while you can. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Check out our Ranger buckets, mini buckets, mega buckets of food, certified organic, laboratory tested, non-GMO. We're the only ones who do all the testing, including for salmonella, E. coli, heavy metals, glyphosate, and many other things, including aflatoxins for nuts and seeds that we sell. Plus, we've got body armor from Hoplite Armor, and we have garden seeds from Ark Seeds, and we have very high-end knives that I co-designed with Dawson Knives that are corrosion-resistant and made out of MagnaCut alloy. So check all that out at healthrangerstore.com. Support us and get yourself ready for what's coming, because Trump did use the word bloodbath. He didn't mean it in the way the media said, but the media plans to unleash a bloodbath across America if Biden doesn't win. So thank you for listening. Take care. Also, have you seen these? These are goldbacks, and we've got different denominations to show you there. They come in 50, 25, 10, 5, and ones. That's a stack of ones. This is 1/1000th of a troy ounce of gold, and it's embedded in the polymer layers in the gold backs, and you can get them, again, at those different denominations, so it's good divisibility of gold. And since the gold is in the gold back itself, it's not some fiat currency. It's actually a piece of gold that you can use for gifts or barter or trade, even in a local community. If the grid goes down, a lot of people might be using gold and silver or gold backs. Now, if you go to our website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, that's our affiliate site, we do earn a little bit off your purchase there. But what we've done is we've done the laboratory testing. And on that site, you'll see my lab test results, how we tested them using a kiln, using an ICP-MS mass spec instrument, using an acid stone test here as well. We verified the purity and the masses of the gold that are embedded in these different bills. And in fact, I've got here in these vials in my hands right here, this is actually one of the pellets of gold. I melted it down into like a BB shape. I don't know if you can see it, but I've got gold in these three vials right here. Yeah, there you can kind of see it moving around there. You can hear them. And we did the tests on these, and this is the gold that came out of these gold backs. So we were able to confirm the gold is real. It's 24 karat plus, and it actually exceeds the mass that's required. Our recovery ranged from 102% to about 105%. I've got the results here. Check this out. Look at these photos. I did all this myself. So if you melt them down, you get this, and then you keep melting, you get it into like a pellet, and then you use an analytical balance in the laboratory, and you do the math. It's pretty amazing. At first, you get this gold foil, which is pretty cool, and then you can melt the foil into this like BB pellet-looking thing. Anyway, here's the recoveries we got. From a low of 102.89% or 101.96%, that's the lowest, to 107% recovery. And the bottom line is, if you want real gold in your hands that's divisible, that is also incredibly beautiful, that people instantly love, they recognize this, they see, wow, that's gold. And they're actually looking at gold. This isn't paint. This is the gold, just kind of made really thin and put into this format and then sandwiched between polymers. Goldbacks are your answer. So check out verifiedgoldbacks.com. And there you can purchase goldbacks and you can help support this platform at the same time, because we earn a small percentage. And this is a really good form of off-grid money. And you might have gold coins or silver coins. And I strongly encourage gold and silver coins, but a gold coin is a pretty big piece of value to try to trade with. You know, you're at a farmer's market, like, oh, I want a loaf of bread. What do you have? Oh, I have a 1 ounce gold coin. Well, that's worth $2,100 now, or $2,200, gold skyrocketing. So what are you going to do? Like buy a loaf of bread and then give me change for the 1 ounce of gold? No. But if you're trying to buy that loaf of bread with a gold back, you say, hey, how would you like 1/1000th of an ounce of gold for that loaf of bread in this format, gold backs?
which actually has a premium over just the raw price of gold, because it's better than just 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold. I mean, it's in a format that's, it's beautiful to look at. It's durable. You can carry it. It fits in a wallet or a pocket or a purse. A lot of merchants will say, absolutely, I'll take that gold. And now you can buy a loaf of bread, or you can buy, you know, a bag of potatoes, or whatever, depending on what the economy looks like after the debt collapse. I don't know what it's going to look like exactly, but I know I want gold and silver, and I want to have lots of different options of money that works off grid. So yeah, our grid's not reliable. Our monetary system is not reliable. The currency is not reliable, but you know what you can count on? Physical gold and silver in your hands. That's what you can count on. It doesn't need a password. You don't need to log in. It doesn't need the bank's permission to have value. It doesn't need the backing of a government. You don't have to have faith in the treasury to confiscate money from people. This has value all by itself. And gold has had value for centuries. I mean, come on, millennia, what am I saying? And it will continue to have value long after the collapse of the dollar and probably the collapse of Western civilization itself. So there you go. That's why the wealthy are buying gold like crazy. That's why gold is spiking. What is it now? Let me actually bring it up. Gold. Here it is right now. Gold at $2,128. Silver at 23.67. These are all skyrocketing. Bitcoin is skyrocketing. Gold skyrocketing. Monero is skyrocketing. Why? Because people who know what's about to happen, they are bailing out of the banks. They're bailing out of the dollars. They're getting out of the system. They're going to off-grid forms of asset protection. And that's gold and silver and land and certain types of crypto and maybe, you know, food supplies or ammunition supplies. And if you want food, of course, check us out at healthrangerstore.com, and we've got you covered there. So consider your options, do your research, and make sure you are ready for what's about to happen. Look at that. That's beautiful. That's gold. This is so cool. The 50 is thick. It is very thick, and it's much larger than the one, because there's 51/1,000th of an ounce of gold in this. And if you could feel it, it's heavier, it's thicker. Because the gold is actually in there. You really can't put much more gold in a bill than 51/1,000th of an ounce. So they've done a great job with this, the gold-backed company. And this is something that has really intrigued a lot of people. And it's another form of having stores of value that are highly divisible and have high utility, more utility than just a 1 ounce coin itself. So be sure to check these out again, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And thank you for your support. Get ready, because we're headed into interesting times. Be safe. Take care.